Thank you for listening to our favorite interviews. From Florida with Arts is proud to present John Bjorn NK. Mr. NK is a rock star, and we talk about his rabbits. Enjoy! Good morning, and welcome to another episode of From Florida with Arts. I am your host, George Sebastian. With me, as always, sipping on a fresh morning cup of coffee, is the rejuvenating...
That's whiskey, George.
Mickey St. John.
Mickey St. John!
Mickey, how are you today?
George, I'm doing better and better by the sip.
Excellent. On the show today, we are joined by a John Bjorn NK. I'm sorry, that's Bjorn. John Bjorn NK. Is that right?
I think it's Enka. George.
Mr. NK is well known as a purveyor of produce, but a little known fact around these parts is that he used to be a rock star.
Rock star?
Mickey, did you ever hear of the band Floof?
Floof? No, I've never heard of Floof. I would have heard of Floof had I heard of Floof, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have note here. It's Fluff.
Oh, yeah, Fluff. I love those guys.
Early 70s.
Yeah, I was
rock,
high.
Rock band.
All the time.
I heard a song once.
I bet you did.
I didn't listen to that much rock and roll.
Well, you were missing out.
Well, Mr. NK was the lead guitarist. And a mighty fine one, from what I understand.
Well, blow me down. Yeah, no, some of those, some of that was good stuff. Good stuff!
Mr. NK, how are you today?
Hey, George, I'm great. How are you doing?
I am here.
Aren't we all?
Thank you so much for being on the show today. I understand he had been
George,
on
let me,
tour.
George, let me just cut in here. So the real reason that I wanted to come on your show was because I wanted to spread the word about how lovely Angora rabbits are. I have spent a great deal of time breeding Angora rabbits, and they're just so great. They have the softest wool.
I love
wool. By the way, George, when you harvest that wool, it never hurts the rabbits. Anybody who would hurt those sweet little things is a monster. And I would go through great efforts to try and hurt them.
Oh, man. Man. Those rabbits.
Jay Bjorn, I would love to talk about your rabbits.
I had a lot of action there in the 70s as a rock star, John.
Well,
curious.
If we're going to dive right into it like that, I decided to leave the band life behind. I enjoy the music much more than I ever enjoyed the drama. Anyways, this place is better. I get to play with my rabbits and play music, and no one bothers me out here unless I invite them to.
The countryside.
I love the countryside. It gives my rabbits lots of room to roam in the fields.
You worry about alligators at all?
You know, 1973, it was tragedy what happened with you and your band.
Yeah, absolutely. It was hard on all of us, but, you know.
Yeah, well, especially, what about, it wasn't Sally, right? That was her name. Yeah, she was engaged to Daryl.
I know I said back in 73 that I wasn't with Sally that night, but I was with Sally when Daryl was murdered. She was cheating on Daryl with me, and then Daryl gets murdered, and suddenly you have some sort of a plot, like on Murder, She Wrote or something.
I love Angela Lansbury.
Lansbury, George, you are horrible with names.
I mean, it was crazy what happened, but yeah, you know, life goes on, and now I have my rabbits.
So I see here that you also raise giant rabbits. How big are they,
George? Giant rabbits. You would think that giant rabbits are the bigger of the Angora rabbit species. In reality, they are little tiny guys.
It
leads a lot of people astray. But the English rabbits are the big guys. Those are the 15 pounders.
15 pounds of rabbit.
I can barely lift 15.
My mind is blown. It's on so many levels.
I'll tell you. The
John, I'm afraid to ask, but is that a packet of photographs of rabbits?
Oh, you betcha.
Oh, could we?
I can show you all my rabbits. Do you have time? Do you have time?
Yeah,
because we could be
here
a while.
Let's do
this. Oh, this is great.
Okay, so starting out here is Fluffy, named after Fluff, actually.
Oh, that really? Is perfect. That is, I didn't even make that connection.
You, I didn't either.
You could see with his wild hair. He kind of resembles that rock and roll lifestyle, except in a cute little cuddly rabbit form.
He looks like a snowball.
Yeah,
looks like an Ewok.
Well, yeah,
oh,
so
that one, yeah, what's that?
That is Chewbacca the Angora rabbit.
That's
named
amazing.
After, you know, Star Wars came out around the time that Fluff came out. So
wordsmith you are.
He actually, I love picking him up and just rubbing him against my face before I go to bed every night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do the same thing.
He's amazing. And this is Theodore. This is Columbus. This is Gertrude.
So what's up with Columbus's head there? Shave the head?
He unfortunately had a birth defect, so we didn't bring him to the state fair. He had to stay at home. We love him just as much, and he still is part of the blanket
is
of rabbits.
Is that a dog? Nope, that's another rabbit.
I can't keep dogs around my rabbits because the safety of my rabbits is the number one priority. They're not pets, they're family.
I can see that.
So they mean the world to me. I love these little guys.
Wow, that one looks like a horrible accident happened. What is?
Yeah,
looks like my grandmother.
He's blind and he ran into a fence, which is why his face is so flat.
Now that is either one of the largest rabbits or one of the smallest women I have ever seen.
Yeah. So. I think we briefly went over Belvedere before. Is
that Belvedere there?
That is Belvedere in the flesh. Now, you'll notice how straight his hair was. I had to order a custom comb from Spain before the state fair, and I didn't stop brushing him for 36 hours straight. I made sure there was not one knot in his hair.
You didn't sleep for 36 hours?
Nope, just brushed my rabbits.
Wow, unbelievable.
I bet that rabbit could guide me through my coming of age.
I'll tell you, he's like a son to me. I love him. I've watched him grow, and just watching him grow from a little fluff ball to a big fluff ball,
amazing.
And watching him take home the gold, it was just a dream come true.
Wow.
Is that, I thought it was a blue ribbon.
It's a blue ribbon with a gold medal.
Oh
my.
It was prestigious. The proudest moment of my life. Made me cry.
What else we got here? Oh, is that a freshly shorn rabbit you got there? They look funny when they're shorn.
Dinoshorn.
Aren't John Bjorn's shorn rabbits funny?
I love rabbits.
Mr. NK, thank you so much for being with us today.
I think it's NK George. I didn't want to say it the whole time. I think he's being polite.
It's NK. But, yeah. You know, it's fine.
That is so embarrassing.
No, you're fine.
John Bjorn NK, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on the show today. You have enlightened us on rabbits. You have enlightened us on the rock star life on the road. And you gave us a little insight, a little breaking news.
Well, hey, thanks for having me, George. It was a pleasure to be on the show.
And Mickey St. John.
And Mickey, you as well. It was absolutely a pleasure to meet you both. And any other time that you want me to come on the show and talk about Angora rabbits, or I could even bring Belvedere on the show. You guys can meet him in real life. I think that would be a treat for everyone.
I would love to see
him. And, you know, he needs to get out of the house, too. So
get some exercise.
So, yeah, I mean, thanks, guys. It was a pleasure.